Avram Moshe Lampin.
Agit Ne'erev Shabbos. This week we have Parshas Chikas. Parshas Chikas, the poor Adima, Zois Chikas Atoiru. A chok, we can't understand the chok. What's the chok? Why is the poor Adima more hard to understand than the other mitzvah? Every mitzvah is deep. Every mitzvah is the mala above our understanding. But poor Adima is very special. It's called the chok. Why? Says the Medrash and the Sefer HaChinuch. Because poor Adima is a very, very interesting mitzias of metah to mayim and metame to hoirim. It purifies those who are tuma, and it's metame those who are tua. As we know that somebody who is tuma, you sprinkle the eifer pura on him and it becomes too oil. And so the person who takes together the eifer pura, he becomes tuma. So it's a very interesting. What is eifer pura? Is it metah or is it metame? It's metah to mayim and metame to hoirim. So I wanted Mitzvah Hashem Pshat Nishmaya today to learn three pshutim, three remuzim in the Indian of Metah to Mayim and Metama to Hoirim. Pushit Pshat is Pushit Pshat. We all know we all learn the Chai, the simple Pshat. That a person is Tumma, you sprinkle on him, it becomes to oil, and the person who takes together the Ayipa Puh, Usav Ishtua, he becomes Tumma. But every day, every Aluch in the Torah, is Nagaya in Pshat and in Reimes, especially the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says that all the Torah is Nitzchias. The Mitzvahs, I feel a Mitzvah, we come in Mekayim, Mitzvahs nowadays, we haven't got Eifer Pura nowadays, and we're all Tamayim Maisim, but every Mitzvah in the Torah has got a limit that's Nagaya Ledoiris. So let's try and learn three Pshutim, we find the Svumak Doishim, three Mahalchim, in the Inyan, the Reimes, of purifying those who are tuma and contaminating those who are tuoil. So the first pshat will be azoy. Today is Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Chikas, as we all know, and the day of the month is Tes Tamuz. 772 years ago, something very unfortunate happened in France. In France, in Schnass, in 5004, the Bries Oiler, which is 772 years ago, the French Rishuim burned 20 carriages of Gemurus, Kisviar of Gemurus. They took Gemurus and 20 carriages or 24 carriages, big carriages full of Gemurus, and there was big anti-Semitism in France, and they burned Gemurus. And the Gedolim, the Rishonim in those times, the times of the Rishonim, understood that such a Tzura have to make a Tarnas. So it's brought down in Mugen HaRuam, in Simen Tuf Kiv Pai, that Yechidim Misanim, it's a Tarnas. It's not a Tarnas Tzibbe, but it's a Tarnas of Yechidim. And very interesting, normally a Tarnas, you are Kevaya, you fix it according to the date of the month. Here, they made a Shalos Chulim. In the times of the Rishonim, they had the Rikha Kodesh, they made the Shale in Shemayim, and they got the Tshiva from Shemayim. As we know, the Baal HaTosfos could speak to Shemayim. We have a whole cipher, Baal HaTosfos, Shale Tshiva has been on Shemayim, from the Rima Kerbail. The Rishonim could speak to Shemayim. They got the Tshiva that don't be Kevaya, don't fix the Tarnas to the day of the month, which is today. Happens to be today, we have both together. It's Erev Shabbos Chikas, and it's Tes Tamuz. So the tshiva came from heaven. They shouldn't be kevaya the tarnas.
Three words.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Dukzayi
the rice. Yeah. The tshiva came. As Rabbi Dovid Moshe is telling us now, the tshiva came as dukzayi the zois chikas atoyre. Says the targum dukzayi the rice. This is the gzayre of the toyre. So they understood from that tshiva that there shouldn't be kevaya the tarnas the day of the month, which is Tes Tamuz. It should be kevaya the tarnas on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chikas, because this gzayir is our shayres to the parsha. Du gzayir doi reise, tagim inkelis on zois, pikas ha-teure. So to understand what's like the connection of this of burning the Sfurim with the parsha of Zoyes Rikas HaTorah. It's brought down in a cipher, Chem de Genize, brings down a letter from a Talmud Rabbi Yoina with a few extra facts about this Talmud. Why was this Gzaira? Why was this Gzaira? The Rishonim understood the reason of the Gzaira. We don't always know the reason of Gzaira, but here, the Rishonim understood the reason why they were punished and why they had this terrible Chilul Hashem that the French Goyim burned 20 or 24 carriages of Gemurah. Why? In that same point where the French burned Gemurahs, years before, the Yidden burned the cipher of the Heilige Rambam. The Rambam wrote a cipher, Moire Nevoichem. Moire Nevoichem is a cipher which is based basically on philosophical ideas, and he learns Pshutim in the mitzvahs. And the many Gedoylem who didn't understand Beshato, the godless of the Rambam had many, many misnagdim, and at Kedai Kach, they took the Rambam's Moire Nevoichem and they burnt it. And years, a few years later, on this same place, the French burnt the Gemurahs. So they understood that this was an oynish because they made the Chilul Hashem and they burned the Sifrei Rambam. So for punishment, they were goyrim, timme, chmul al-islam, and the sultan was mashpia then, the sultan had a koyr to misgabu, sitra achre, and for punishment, because you mazalvim koyr the Rambam, you got punished, and nebuch the goyim burnt our gemuras. And then they asked mechile, they dumped to the Eibishte, and they were mispalt to the Eibishte to be moichel for the avaira of the zilzel bekvoyt shel Rambam, and from then onwards, the whole Klal Yisrael, all the Mekabel, Mures, from the Heilige Rambam, till this very day, we all know the Heilige Rambam is so geheiligt. So to try and understand what's the connection of the Indian of being, of not being, giving the Chayetz to the Rambam, and doing Tshiva on the Rambam's covered, to connect it with Zoyes Rikas HaTorah with Parsha Shavia. We all know, on the Rambam's Kaiva, the Rambam, Sof Yomov, came to Eretz Yisrael. He was nifted in Eretz Yisrael and he's buried in Tverje. And I don't know if today we know the exact, we have a point, it's called the Kaiva Rambam, some Choylik, we're not sure exactly where the Rambam is buried, but we know it's in Tverje. There is a tombstone there now as well. And of the Matzai Vestait, Moishe, Ad Moishe, Loikom Ke Moishe. The Heilige Rambam. This week's Sedra and these Psikim, Zois Chikas HaToyre, V'yikhi Aleich, Zatpuz Zois Chikas HaToyre, V'shatpuz Yivata, Zois Chikas HaToyre, V'yikhi Aleich, Hu Pura Adim Atamime, V'yikhi Aleich, Zatpuz Rashi, Le'oilam Nikras Al Shemeichu, for all generations, the Pura Adima will be called on your name. We know that Gedoyle Yisruel are called Moshe, because the Gemara says, sometimes the Tanna, a Moira says a nice Dvar, Moshe, Shapika Omris. Zuk der Aruchayim HaKudosh, why do you call this Gudel Moshe? It wasn't called Moshe. Many times we find different Amaguim, Tanuim. Moshe, Shapika Omris. You know, the Goy used to call every year the Moshke. In the olden times, in the little towns, every year was called the Moshke. Why? It says to the Indian, why? The Zohar Kodesh says that every single Yid has got a nitzitz, a little spark of the Neshumah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's every Yid. But especially Gedoyla Yisruel, they have a starker spark, a nitzitz, a spasisha de Moshe, b'chol, dure, v'dure, a tzadik hador, a good lador, has got a koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu's Neshumah. And that's Meribah's in the parsha here, in this parsha, how can you be misnagged against the Rambam? In this parsha, Zois, Rikas HaToyre, V'yikhi Aleichu, Le'oilam, Nikras, Al Shemeichu. All generations will be called on your name, the Gedoyli Yisrael, even years later, will bring Pura Adima, and we will purify Eden. It will all be reckoned on Moshe Rabbeinu's name to teach us that who are the Gedoylim who purify Klal Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu. in every generation, the Gedolei Yisroel are a hemshech of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Havnei Shuba of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we can understand a little bit why they were kevaya the Tarmis, they fixed the Tarmis on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chikas, and it came from Shemaim, an answer, Zoi Yisrechis HaTorah Du Gezayah Dereise, because we find the Parsha is Meramis to us. How can you speak on the Rambam? How can you be Mazalt on the Rambam? The Rambam was called Moshe. And Moshe had Moshe lekom ke Moshe. But there's more to that. There's more than that in this parsha. Why were so many Gedolim misnaget kenegad the Rambam? There were different reasons. One of the reasons were because so many Gedolim didn't believe in writing a cipher al pi philosophia. Philosophical, Behemoth's philosophia came from the Goyim. Aristo and his friends from Yuvan, from Greek. So the Heilige Rambam adopted the philosophical idea and he took philosophy. And he was mefarish, the mitzvahs al pi philosophia. So many gedolim umgehalten, this is nicht ausgehalten, this is al pi teure, we have to go al pi teure, nicht philosophia. They took the moire nevoiche, which means a cipher for those who go astray. And he wrote a cipher to be masbe the mitzvahs al pi kabul, al pi philosophia. And many gedolim umgehalten to this shit, and they burned the moire nevoiche. Even in Rambam, in Yad HaChazuke, whenever the Rambam writes a philosophical idea, the Ravid is masig. The Ravid was a Mekibl, and the Ravid is masig against the Rambam. He's a Rasugya. What's the true answer? What's the true answer? Why did the Rambam take philosophical ideas and write Tamah Mitzvahs? Steigten des Fuhrmach Doishim, the Gedolei Yisruel have the right, if they see that it's an to be Mechazik Klal Yisruel, they have a right to do something which might look a little controversial. And if the Gedolei Yisruel Mishmas Moshe understand as a chizik hadas to be able to mechazik Klal Yisruel, we're allowed to do something controversial. Luslechoyre, it's against the Torah. We can't do against the Torah. Gedolei Yisruel are allowed. And where's the raya? Eis las l'shem. If I was to say, we find the as Rabbi Manke was telling us the Gita Mushel. We find the Rabbi Yakudish wrote Mishnayis. I dvurim shabal pei iatur shulit bechsav. Eis las l'shem. A fire so you say who the Bible could have given to be rescued to you and Klal Yisrael were allowed to be over Kibayuchel on the mitzvah. This is interesting because this was the Doiris. But I was thinking about even to be over the Shatoi for constantly, only for what's it called?
Temporary.
Yeah. For temporary to be over mitzvah, we find Eliyui Bahar Karmel is the Mushel. The Rambam Paskins in Hilrich Yisoyda Teure, Eliyui Anovi, was makrev a korban on the Har HaKarmel b'shas the Issa Bumas. It was the Issa to be makrev the Har HaKarmel with Chiv Kuras. A Chiv Kuras to be a korban Har HaKarmel. Says the Rambam in Suya Teure in Pairik Tess. Imagine if Klal Yisroel would have said to Eliyahu Novi, how dare you be makrev on Har HaKarmel? Moshe Rabbeinu writes in his Torah that somebody was makrev a korban outside the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, his chayav kuras. Eliyahu would have answered them, I know, but a good lador, Eliyahu Novi, who was missing bekashrus, is allowed to be over temporarily a mitzvah, kedai to be mechazik Klal Yisroel. Let me give you a modern mushel. I want you today, because today we have some snag them against me. I'll think about a generation before. I can give you examples from today as well. But today it will be controversial between the oil of Blech Sharanga and in politics. But let's say a generation before. In Germany, there was the Maskilim, there was the reform. Came along Reb Shamsher Refuel Hirsch. You all know the gewaltige Mahalach of Taure in der Heretz. Reb Shamsher Refuel Hirsch. Lechoire in Poland and in Hungary. This was not heard of to make an official thing of university with working, with learning. It wasn't heard of in Poland and in Hungary. But in Germany, Reb Shamsher Refuel Hirsch saw with his sight that the Matziv in Germany was that the reform were taking over the Klaus, they were reforming the Torah, and the young generation were beginning to go after the reform, and we were losing the Masauru. The Masauru was very strong in Germany. So Reb Shamsher Refuel Hirsch says that although we're very strong, you all know the Yekis are very, the Yekis are stronger than the Chassidim, the Yekis with the Masahuro, I remember Mr. Emmanuel, Betty Emmanuel, we'll remember him, with the Masahuro, Gevaltik, but nevertheless, Kedai to be Mechazik the Das, he was Oivam the Masoira, and he was Kevaya, Toiram de Echeretz. Came along later in America, there's the Washington Heights, which is Adash Yeshurun, or Yekesh Kehillah, Washington Heights. And Reb Shimon Schwab says, okay, that the tikkun of Reb Shalom Hirsch is not Megayimor. Nowadays, we're a different era, it's not Megayimor. So we see, there is in the Gedoyli Yisruel, and you Bar Carmel, and I'll give you a mushel from Shalom Hirsch. I can give you a mushel from nowadays as well, where the Gedoyli Yisruel are saying things that are controversial. And some people say, oh, what do they do? Osgudel. That's an easy way. But we know, Gedoyli Yisruel, Yidin who learned Torah Lishma, and Yidin who were over 100 years, and they learned Torah Lishma all their day, all their life, and they nene from past Pemelech Torah Lemaim Mashir Tishte, and they say it's a thing that might look controversial, since the, Mrs. Schalten, also the Gudel Zogta, but don't say it's Osgudel, because the Gudel Hador got the right to say, if he understands that the Tzoyre Chizek Hadas, to be over Chiv Krisis, to bring a korban har karmel, but it has to be a good lador. It has to be a good lador, missing b'tahar, missing b'kedisha, like aliyu anuvi b'har karmel. So the Rambam took philosophy, although philosophy be'ebz naran is an inyan of metamai tohoyim, a person who is tohoyim and will start being learning philosophy, he might go astray. Somebody's got a minute pshita, he believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he believes in Moshe Rabbeinu, he'll start asking chakiris in the mitzvahs, chakiris in different things. We say, why should we go and bring in philosophy if we have the Heilige Weg of Kedisha, the Weg of Kabbalah, of the Riyah Kudosh, Zohar Kudosh? Why do we need the Goyish of philosophy to strengthen our emunah? But the Rambam in his times saw in Taimon, in other Medinas, it was terrible. The Yidin were assimilating with the Goyim and they stopped doing mitzvahs. The Kedisha for Tahara was the Shechita. It was all going astray. So he wanted to be mechazik the mitzvahs. So the Heilige Rambam understood that with Kedai to be mechazik the das, we're allowed to take philosophy and be mazbe the mitzvahs. And we can find in Sefer Mayan Ganem, he brings down that the Sof Yom of the Rambam went to Eretz Yisrael, and the whole Kabbalah, Machloikus, but we bring down, Sefer Mayan Ganem brings down that the Sof Yom of, he did learn Kabbalah. So just like Sefer Mayan Ganem, other Mekoyres, and the Rambam, Sof Yom of, although all his life he didn't know Kabbalah, the Heilige Rambam, it wasn't in his, he didn't learn Kabbalah, but Sof Yom of, Shtait Mayan Ganem, he learned Kabbalah, he was Mekoyres, Mekoyres, Eretz Yisrael Kabbalah, and then he said Sof Yom of, the many ideas that are written about Nevoichim, he wouldn't have written it nowadays, at Charuta, he wouldn't have written it, it was Negai Vashatoi, it was a Yerushu, Shtait Mblai Sosre, it was in Chodesh Kis, Chodesh Sivin, it was a Yerushu. So now we can understand the gewaltige connection between Yoim Erev Shabbos Kodesh Pashas Chikas with the Indian of the Zilzul on the Rambam and the Tshiva on the Rambam. And the Tshiva, why? Because this Pasha teaches us Zoyis Chikas HaToyre, it's a chok. What's the chok? There is a concept in the Torah that it's Metahair Temayim and Metah Metahoyrim, Pura Dime. Puradim, Torah de'echeretz, philosophy, Aliyu v'Har Karmel. These are all things, concepts of metamai teorim. Somebody who is pure, chas v'shulam, don't bring a korban on a boma, chas v'shulam, don't learn philosophy, don't take aipapur if you're too oil. But if you are toma, sometimes gedoyli yisruel, shlomila said, umati echkemu, I try to understand, yichoykem many. Says the Medrash, but Moshe Rabbeinu knew the reason. L'chu ani megale tam pura. There is the Moshe, Shloim HaMelech, Chochem Kol Udom, doesn't understand pura adima. He can't understand. But Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the Rambo Shal Yisruel, L'chu ani megale tam pura. And le'olam nikras al shmeichu means, Zoyz chikas ha-toyre, this chok, that's not, you can't understand it. It's given over for the Gedoyli Yisroel, the Bechal Doir V'Doir, the Moshe Rabbeinu of every generation, Moshe Rabbeinu B'Doiroi, Eliyahu Hanavi B'Doiroi, the Rambam B'Doiroi, for Heresh Bedoiroi, and Bedoiroi as well. Every good Lador has got a koyach sometimes to say controversial things, if it's a goodl, if he's a goodl, missing the condition, and it's kedait to be mechazik, lohiru is shu, not permanently, lohiru is shu, do a koyach. Since the Yidin didn't understand it, they didn't understand Zosrich HaToyre, was there also kimmen, du gzeire der Reise, came out the gzeire, terrible gzeire, you don't understand push up shot, Kriegt der Teure, der Gott der Eunisch, du sagst der Targim, du sagst der Reise. Der sind Schiewe. So today, the day, Erev, Schabes, Geschmack, Strickers, durch Geweihe, a Thomas, not Stamp, Test Thomas. Test Thomas wouldn't remind us of the idea of this Thomas. Joim, Erev, Schabes, Koidisch, Pasch, Strickers. Du gesagt der Reise, Tag Winkeles. That reminds us, what was the problem? The problem was we didn't understand, we have to have a derech, we have to have a covet, a minis tzaddikim, b'mevatla wadas for the Rambam, and understand that although we don't understand, why did you have to use philosophy to be mazbe mitzvahs and a minis b'ashem? But now we understand, there was a rushu. As the Sfurim bring down a remes, as a pusik in Parshas Boy, just before Machis Bechoyres, v'yoyim ha'ashem al-moyshe, lo yishma leichem paroi, v'yoyim ha'ashem al-moyshe, Shem says to Moshe, "Lo yish b'lechem paroi leman revois moivsai be'eretz Mitzrayim. Revois moivsai be'eretz Mitzrayim. Rushai taivus Rambam. Say the dosh reshimus. Here the pusik is merames. Vayoyim Hashem el Moshe. Moshe at Moshe lekam ke Moshe. I'm going to send you a tzaddik Moshe, leman revois moivsai, be'eretz Mitzrayim. He lived in Mitzrayim, and he was revois moivsai. He made mofsim. Although we find that a novi shaker who makes mofsim, we don't listen to him, but a novi emes who makes a moifus, makes a tzaychen, he makes a moifus, to be mechazik, the kedisha, is allowed to use even the Indian of philosophy, to be mechazik the amina, but anachaname, say the Sfurim HaKdoshim, that sof yomov, the Rambam learned Kabbalah. Now we have Kabbalah. It's not necessary. No, in normal circumstance, it's not necessary to learn Moir Nevichem. Normal circumstance. We do find some Gedolim learn Moir Nevichem, but in normal circumstance, we don't learn nowadays Moir Nevichem normally, because we learn the Torah, Al Pi, the Kabbalah of the Zohar Kodesh, the Ria Kodesh, in the Baal Shem Tov Kodesh, in the Gruva Talmidov, in the Ramchal, who all go Al Pi the Yisoyim of the Zohar Kodesh. Another connection between the Rambam and Moshe Rabbeini. Today is a day, it's the Rambam day today. Today, he's asked all the yeshivas, they should learn good pshut in the Rambam, they should learn a teretz in the Rambam, a pshet in the Rambam, because today is the Rambam day. Today was the day when Kal Yisrael, when Mekabel upon themselves the bittel and the chetz of the Rambam. Another connection between the Rambam and Moshe Rabbeini is brought in the cipher Shem HaGdoilim, from the Chiddur. The Chiddur wrote a cipher Shem HaGdoilim where he writes all the biographies of all the Gedolei Yisrael. He writes quite a few columns about the Heilige Rambam. He writes as follows. He brings from the Seider HaDoiris that the Rambam wrote the Yad HaZukeh, which is the Rambam, cipher Yad HaZukeh, 10 years. 10 years he was completely only in his house. He never went out of his house for 10 years, day and night. He had a minion in his house. He ate in his house. He never went out of the door of his house for 10 years. And when he finished the Rambam after 10 years, that night, he had a dream. His father, Maimon, Reb Moshe ben Maimon, his father Maimon, and some other person with a big hadras punim, came to visit him in Achulim, by night. And he asked his father, Tate, who is this person? Moshe Rabbeini. He was scared. Why is Moshe Rabbeini coming to me? He has come to see what you've written. And he saw the cipher and he said, Yashikechachu. The Rambam was there to have a Yashikechachu from Moshe Rabbeini. And it's interesting, the Ramban writes in a letter that in Taimon, what's Taimon in English? Taimon? Yemen. He was mamish machse the das. The das was very, very poor there. And he was machse the Torah. He brought in the Torah there as a famous Geiras Taimon, a letter of Geiras Taimon. That the Rambam wrote the Taimon to be mechazik the Amina. There was a novi shaker there, and he was trying to make the Amina a false Amuna. And the Rambam was mechazik them. And they used to say every day by Kaddish, V'chayechoin uv'yomeichoin uv'chayed Rabuna Moshe Bar Maimon. He was so niskadish, the Rambam, in the land of Taimon. He was saying, Kaddish every day, b'chayayich, and you're marking the b'chayay, the Rabbuna, Moshe, bar, Maimon. This is the Shem HaGdoilim, the Shem Seider HaDoiris. The Heilige Son's roof, every night, before he went, after Kishra Mitzvah, before he put the, laid on his head on the bed, he used to put, he used to clack, knock his hands on the wall, he used to say, Rambam, Terezuav, Rebbe Rav Meilech. He wanted to have Yerushalayim of the Rambam, Yerushalayim of Tirzuov, and Yerushalayim of the Rebbe Reb Meilech. I haven't found yet the connection between the Rambam and Tirzuov. The Rebbe Reb Meilech has to be for another Shia. I have to try and find some connection. Maybe you'll help me. Some connection between Rambam and Tirzuov. The Rebbe Reb Meilech. It's interesting. It's like a matter of Shpriya. What's the connection?
Poor.
Oh, sorry? Oh, they're all poor. Could be, they're all poor. They're all poor. Quite a good thought, right? Good.
The Rambam was poor.
Really,
to be poor is much more important.
The Rambam was poor?
The Rambam was poor. Summertime in life, yes. There was a time in time, it was a time in his life. Like a Terezuov.
Terezuov, Terezuov.
He never had any paper to write.
Yeah. Okay, could be. Could, it's a thought, could be.
Poor is an honor. It's not a Bazaarian. It's not an honor to be rich, it's an honor to be poor.
The Heilige Sanz Aruf said, it's a pale how a human being could have such Yerushalayim like the Rambam. The Rambam is a gewalt Yerushalayim. We see in the Seifa, the Rambam, he writes a Luchas, and then suddenly the Rambam writes in the Seifa, he enjoys more to write Minna and Yerushalayim, more than all the Luchas. He's a gewalt Yerushalayim and Hashem, a gewalt Yerushalayim, a gewalt Yerushalayim. This is one pshat. One pshat in Matahat Mayim, in Matahat Oyim. To use a concept that might be bad normally, but it's good enough. That's a chik, it's a chok. A second pshat from the Heilige Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says, what can we learn from Pura Adima? There's a middle that's called Gav. What's Gav in English?
Pride.
Pride is good, not pride. It's Gag. Arrogance is a good word. Arrogance is gav. Now, gav is not a good midah. It's a terrible midah. People hate about gav. It's a terrible thing, midah. It's mamish. It's a terrible midah. It disturbs a person from even enjoying gashmis. A person is about gav. He's jealous. He's about gav. He can't enjoy anything. But on the other hand, every midah was created for a good reason as well. Midah means a measurement. Why is a midah called a measurement? Why is a midah a trait? What's it called in English?
A trait.
Why is a trait called midah? What's midah? Midah is a measurement. The teretz is every trait's got a right measurement. It's like salt. If you take salt, put salt into the kegel, full handful, I won't eat it. But a little bit of salt is necessary. So every midah, every trait has a necessity. It should be used in the right way, in the right manner. Gava mitzad eichot, arrogance is very, very not a good midah. But mitzad shiny, a person thinks to himself, who am I? Is my learning important? Who cares about my learning? Who cares about my davening? Who cares about my Shmiras Shabbos? Who cares about my Shmiras Anayim? Who am I? My Leib is Rebbe Reb, sits over Nuan, this Rabbi, this Ruf. Rebbe looks at him, he gives a Shia, he talks about him. But I'm a little nobody. Who looks at me? Nobody cares about me. It's a big mistake. Big mistake. Because every single he's got a Heilige Neshoma. And every single was created for a reason. It's not stumped by coincidence. Every single you got special shlichus in this world, and he's given tarek mitzvahs. Hashem's more cares about him, and he enjoys his davening kibbuyuchu. He enjoys his mitzvahs, and there's this personal yididus, a personal love between Hakadosh Baruch Hu and every single yid. And when a person goes around feeling humble that I'm just a nobody, that's false. So we know the pasuk says in Daniel, "Vayigba liboy." But to use it for gava is very, very not nishgit. It's matahir to mayim and matama to hoyim. It's matamai to is matahir to mayim. Somebody who feels to mayim, feel nobody. Be a malgava. It's matahir to mayim. This inyan of being a malgava can make a person feel uplifted, feel elevated. That's good. When you're feeling glow, or even every single person, a day when you feel low, be a malgava. Shalom yosani goi, I'm a chush of a yid, I have a neshoma, a lekai, a neshomu, shalom b'tohoirui, think how pure you are, you have a neshoma. That's the minute in of gava is matahai and tamayim. But matama tohoirin. Somebody who learns and he davens, very good yid, and a guy with no above is Balgarve. That's Metame Tehoirim. It's Metame Tehoirim. So this middle of Garve is Metahar Temayim, Metame Tehoirim. Says the Bashem Tov, Pura Adime, Pura Melushin, Pura Verove. Pura is Meramas on being Pura, being of Bulgaria. So it's Metahar Temayim and Metame Tehoirim. Says the Yonish Devre Emes, that's Pshat in the Medrash Pliya. Maru Koirach. Lachloi Kal Moshe, Pura Adimahu. I'm sure last week somebody from Rabbi Chazan spoke about it in the Stomer. Last week, it's Petrus Plier. He spoke about it last week. Maru Koirech, many Lomdes, Mchetlech. Maru Koirech, Lach Kal Moshe Rabbeini, Pura Adimahu. What's the connection? Pura Adimahu with Koirech. What's going on here? Gewaltig. Koirech saw Moshe Rabbeini. He saw Moshe Rabbeini was an Udom Mekaludov, big Udov. But Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Melech Yisrael, Vayim Shirem Melech. He came in, he sat over Noam, it was a Melech. Says Koirach, why is he Balgave? I have to be Kohen Gudel. Why are you Balgave? No! I'm doing a Rutz Naboira. He will live B'dak Hashem. Koirach saw the parasha of Pura Adima. So Koirach understood from Pura Adima the Tzat of the Baal Shem Tov. That we have the inner of Gave can be used for good or for bad. His mistake was that he understood that Moshe Rabbeinu's being a melech and an a kohen being a kohen is a bad gave, and him wanting to be a kohen gudel is a good gave. Wow! Why do I want to be a kohen gudel for my own sake? Kas v'shulim. V'yiblim b'dak Hashem. I want to have hoti b'naf shoysam. I want to have a gvatik matraye. I want to go into kotshe kudeshem. Moisarurin. I mean Hashem Shemayim. I want Moshe Rabbeinu. But it is nasi. Here, this nasi. We all know Moshe Rabbeinu was Udom Kaludom. Koyach was a Baruch HaKoydesh. He spoke stupidity. But here, this nasi. The answer is Moshe Rabbeinu was a Udom. But there were certain points Moshe Rabbeinu made by Yigman Lebe Medaka Hashem. And Paro and Koyach spotted that. And he thought, oh, that's God, that's wrong God. Why are you about God? No! I'm being Mekayim. Yigman Lebe Medaka Hashem. That was the same. Maru Koyach. Why did Koyach argue with Moshe Rabbeinu? Pura Adimahu. He saw Pura Adimahu. Pura Adimahu teaches us that Gav can purify those who are Tomer and can contaminate those who are Tomer. His mistake was that Moshe Rabbeinu is the bad Gav and I'm the good Gav. And it was forget. Moshe Rabbeinu was the good Gav and he was the bad Gav. Rav Luchem B'nai Laivi. Says Rav Luchem ben Aivis, says the Yishtev Remes, Rav Luchem ben Aivis, you Rav is Luchem, for your own reason, you think it's Shem Shemayim, ach, Rav Luchem ben Aivis, you Rav is for your own negia, for your own, because it's jealousy, it's plain jealousy. And now we'll come to the third pshat. The third pshat in Metah Temayim, the third pshat in the Parsha, yeah. Actually, it's not a third pshat, it's a mistake. It's not a third pshat. It's a new pshat in the Pusik. Zoisa Toiru, Udam Kumas Boy. It's a second pshat. I only have two pshutim. Sorry, I made a mistake. I have two pshutim. It's a third vort. And a new vort. Because we find this Rebbe of Baal Shem Tov, we find in the Pusik, Zoisa Toiru, Udam Kumas Boy. Aina Toiru Meskayim, Eil B'mi, Shemaim Besatz Moyuleil. The Toiru is Maim Besatz Moyuleil. The Torah is like you have to struggle with the Torah. Forget the Torah is a chaybem. Torah is geschmack. Is the Torah so? Is it so gefährlich? So is the Torah. It sounds so. Atzus. What's atzus in English? Atzus. Depressing. So is the Torah. Udam ki yomas poyel. It sounds so depressing. Torah bekida shem b'shul b'sam chalai. How can you say this? Udam ki yomas poyel. So one of the truth is. I told Meskabe, which my miss Atzmoleu. Take away your arrogance. I told Meskabe, which my miss Atzmoleu. Takes away his soul, his Atzmoleu. Takes away himself of the picture. I told Meskabe, which my miss Atzmoleu means this Meramas. Like we say here, that the inner Puradima is Meramas, the Indian of having proper Nova. So this parsha is Meramas, so is a Toire. Udam Kiyumas Boyz, says the Gemura, Ein a Toire Meskaim, Ein Misha Maimis Atzmoyle, take away your Atzmoy, take away your own Negia, your own selfishness, take away the Atzmoy, be Unav. But Zad Shaini, so is Chikas a Toire. Said Moim Lemelech, so is Chikas a Toire, a Yid, Chikas Lushachok, he's cut out from the Torah itself. A Yid Neshama is cut out from the Kisa Kuvah, from the Torah. So we have both concepts in this parasha. We have Zois, Chikah HaTorah. A person realizes, where's my Shoyrish? Where are my roots? Zois, Chikah HaTorah. A Yid's cut out. He's cut out from the Torah. A Yid's roots from the Torah, from the Kisa Kuvah. Aber, that's only the Iblim B'dak Hashem, the Sobek Kodesh Buchi. But when you want to be Kama Balgava, so it's a Torah Uruk Yumas Boyel. I Torah Meskayim El Misha Mayim B'dak Tzmanil. I not Torah Meskayim. You can only use this Torah, this Shoyosha Torah, only if Mayim is Atzmanayu. Take away a gift, take away your Atzmias, your selfishness. Then you can be happy. So it's not a stira. The Torah is verkehrt. Pekidai Hashem Yeshurim Sam Chalayim. When? When the person takes away his selfishness, then he can enjoy the Torah and be Besimcha. And now it's another pshat, not in the Betar, sorry. A new pshat in Ayatollah Meskayim El Mish Shmam Shatzmalei. What's pshat? L'choyre Shmel, as we ask now, the Torah is so depressing. Mayim is Atzmaleiu. Okay, the Torah is Simcha. It's a gewaltige pshat from the Tver Shloime. We all know the Shlukish was a Ganef. He was a big Ganef. He had a whole group of, he had a gang of robbers. They used to kill, and used to steal. And once he was walking, he was at Bumitziyadav Pai Dalet. He was walking next to the sea, next to the river, and he saw next to the yard, and he saw Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was bathing, going to mikveh in the yard. Came to a guy, Shlokish, and he was like, he had with muscles, right, a starke mensch. He gave a jump into the yard, and he saw Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe wanted to get steal from him, he jumped to Rabbi Yochanan and said to him, such a koyach, such a giboy, it's a shame, it's a waste. This koyach is good for the beer, but Talmud Chochem. So he said, your beauty is also, you're so beautiful. I'm so beautiful, I have a sister, if you'll do tshiva, I'll give you my sister. So he went out to the yard, he tried to go out, he couldn't go out, says the Gemara, because Torah but taste is kosher, through the acceptance of the old Torah, he couldn't go out. He went out, he learned, and he learned Rabbi Yochanan, Chimish, and Mishnayis, and he did Shiva. He says, Pri Drablaze, did Shiva, he gave Tzduke, voting in Masmid, and the day came, he was Nifter. Says the Pri Drablaze, Pilate Mem Gimel. When he was Nifter, the same second he was Nifter, his two friends from his old gang were also Nifter. They were both Nifter. They died. He was Nifter, and the same minute, three Neshumas came up in Shemayim. The Heilige Shlokish, the Baal Shiva, and his two old friends who stayed, God love him, till the last day. And the Shlokish got his big Heiligen Geneiden. So his two old friends pipe up. This is Oyelim Ha'emes. This is Oyelim Ha'emes. We stole together, we killed together. We were together friends. I thought this was Oyelim Ha'emes here. Aibisha says, sorry, Rashi look at the tshiva. You didn't do tshiva. So they said, please, give us another chance. Let us come down again in this world, do tshiva. Says, no, it's too late. Tshiva is only on this world. Kim Toos, from this picket of a blazer, calls man, we live. Calls man, the left and right, knock at the left. There was a story from Rabbi Zisha, came to an inn, and they heard the tailor said to his wife, call the man, the light is still burning, he's still mend the lattice, mend the patch on the regular. So Rabbi Zisha said to Rabbi Meiler, has Rabbi Meiler, call the man, the slechtel brennt, call the man, the shum is still alive, we can still mend. But once the lechtel is ausgelöscht, once the lechtel is extinguished, it's geendigt, it's nachemasse. So they asked another chance. Says Peter Blazer, sorry, it's too late. Says the Heilige Tver Shloime, Einer Teure Meskayim, El Mishamayim Es Atzmaleo. Imagine as if you read after the Ptira, you were given a chance another day. When is a person a masmid? When is a person enjoy Torah? You should imagine as if he's already been Nifter, and he was given the chance. The friends of Rosh Lakish weren't given a chance. And a person should imagine, I had Torah in the sky. So the Torah, Udam Kiyumas Boyer. Imagine for a minute, as if I've already been Nifter, and I was granted another day from the Eibishter, how would I have utilized this day? Imagine this Lukish trends. If they would have given back another day, they would have done Shiva all day, even more than Kippur. A person should think, why do I have to wait till after 120 years? And come in Shemaim, they'll tell me it's too late. Let me imagine as if I've already been Nifter, and I was granted another day, ooh, I would use this day, utilize this day. Says the Shlomo, this is an idea how a person should come to Chias, for Chaimuhem, for Kehet. Should realize what life is all about, how valuable it is. How it's not a talk, not a wholesale. No, it's very, very important. It's like don't worship a minion. A person should realize, I should look at myself, everything they make itself with Hayoim, which can matter as if, ready to Nifter. And we regard to the day. I told him the sky. So what is it? Noch ein Pshat. We say, Rabbi had also written din the cheshbon. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos. What's din the cheshbon? You all know the pshat from Vilna Gaon. Din is the mitzvah, the avayre. Cheshbon is the time. I want to know the pshat. Din is the avayre. Cheshbon is you couldn't achieve it. Hashem is Baruch made specially at the same second when Hashem was Nifter, when Nifter has friends. And Hashem showed for his friends. Have a look. You have the same opportunity. When Reish Lakish came back to his friends, I'm stopping to be in your gang. I'm dropping it. What's happened? I spoke to Rabbi Yochanan, and he explained to me that our koyach is more worthwhile to be teure. If his friends would have had this soyeres, they also would have had Gnaiden. They didn't have their soyeres, so they blieben not in the Gehenna, and Reish Lakish became Gnaiden. So what this teaches us, that Hashem's Baruch shows in Shemayim not only our sins, He serves us our opportunities that we had to do tshiva, and we'll feel bad there why we didn't do tshiva. Din v'cheshbon, you'll be shown the din, and you'll be shown the cheshbon, you could have done tshiva. But there in Shemayim, ein cheshbon v'shoil, no more cheshbon, no more tshiva. So the Eibishter help, we should always be zoicha, to be chapin the tshiva. Again, so we have two pshutim in Matah, Tehoirim, Tamat Temayim. One was the pshat of philosophy of Rambam, and one was in the Gava, and then we let two shoot him, and this story goes by oil. Other pshat is, this story goes by oil, what was the first pshat? Another pshat, a person should imagine as if he left the world, and granted one day, so the Alam Rechis Yom Beshurim Toivim, and Kenan, Tien Toivim, Mitzvim Toch Simche, but Alam Gittin, Afreilich Shabbos.